Hello, brothers and sisters, and Happy New Year. Trust you are doing well, and this new year can be a year of drawing closer to God than ever before, a year of being sure you are His child and knowing with certainty where you're going to go after you die, of understanding what true Christianity is and how to walk in the way of true Christianity, the way of Jesus. Let's come before the Lord in a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you now, thanking you that you've given us another year in this world. Oh, Lord, as we pray that in this year we could know you better, we could understand you better, we could serve you better, we could be more holy, Christians you want us to be. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you would make us indeed more like Jesus at any cost, Lord. And we pray that you, Lord, would give me your words, even though I'm tired, give me a clear mind, and open people's hearts to receive your words and make all that should call in. And we pray, Father, that you would make this message clear to the listener. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you know, there are questions that arise. As far as, well, on the one hand, we have people that say, well, just, you know, you believe in Jesus, you're going to heaven, and that's it. And the other people are saying, but hold on, you've got to live like a Christian. You can't just, believe in Jesus and go and living like the world. That doesn't work. You know, that's just cheating. And, but others will say, but no, the Bible says, by grace, you are saved, that not of yourselves, not of works, any man should boast. It's a gift of God. You know, you just believe in Jesus, and you can go back and forth and arguing and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, both are partly in the right. But if you just hold on to that, then you're ignoring the other truth. Both have a truth when the fact is both are true. Now, Jesus explains it quite well. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus is the door. He is the door of salvation. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. You must have that time when you receive the Spirit of God, when God comes inside of you, makes you his child. You have that power over sin. And by the way, anyone here, let me just interrupt myself a second. You want to start back on Sunday's sermon and listen on to it because it sort of works together like a series, like I always do. So, as I was saying, and then, because it builds up one on top of another one. So go there first. Anyway, so you've got to have that moment when the Spirit of God enters you and God gives you a new heart, you become his child. That must happen. And that only happens when, okay, you have a repentant heart, but it's not because you repented well enough, but because you believe in Jesus. You put your faith in Jesus. You believe that Jesus is the only one that can save you, and you put your faith in him to save you. And, that's more than just believing facts about him. Like people put their... You say, well, so many people believe in Jesus, you know. Well, you've got to understand the meaning of the word believe there as well. Like, yeah, many Americans believe, you know, there was a man called Jesus, or even that Jesus is the Son of God and died and rose again. They believe the facts. But no, I'm not saying believe the details about Jesus' life. I'm saying believe in Jesus. Put your faith in Jesus to save you from your sins. So you are trusting him. You see, it's not just believing facts like an encyclopedia. No. Believing in him. It's like, okay, there's a guy crossing a tightrope. There's a tightrope walker that would cross a tightrope in front of Niagara Falls. Take this. So he would walk across, and all the crowds are cheering for him. And then he said, okay, how many of you believe that I could put a man on my shoulders and carry him across? Yeah, everybody said, we believe it. He said, okay, who wants to get on my shoulders? So it's either on his shoulders or on a wheelbarrow. I think he did both, actually. pushed a wheelbarrow across. Yeah, actually, okay, I'm remembering the story better now. Who would believe that I can push a man in a wheelbarrow across? And they did. And so, yeah, they said, they believe it. All right. Well, who wants to get in the wheelbarrow? Nobody did. So you see, they believed a fact about him that he could do it, but they weren't believing in him. That means entrusting their life to him. Well, there was one guy that did, and he got in the wheelbarrow, and the guy pushed him across the tightrope. What do you know? He believed in the tightrope walker. That's true belief, willing to put your life in it. And so do you believe in Jesus in that way? Anyway, and so that is true faith, to where I believe Jesus and I will follow Jesus and live my life for Jesus. He is my life. One moment. I am driving here, and there is something ahead of me on the road. I'm not sure if it's an accident. I'm just going to pause this one moment. Bear with me. I want to make sure everything's okay here. That looks fine. Okay, there were just some police cars, but it looks like we just pulled someone over. Everything's fine. Okay, going back here on the word here. So you see the difference of a simple faith in Jesus. I mean, a simple say, I believe facts about Jesus, or I believe Jesus as my Savior. I'm going to commit my life into him. I'm going to commit my future destiny, my eternal destiny in his hands. Jesus, and only Jesus, can take me to heaven. Like that tightrope walker, that man put his faith in that man to take him across the tightrope. So can you put your faith in Jesus to take you to heaven? Not in your good works. Not in anything you can do. Not in how well you can keep the church rules, how plain you can be, how good, pious, holy, godly, righteous you can be, but in Jesus. See, people believe in Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you, save me. But then the next day they sinned a little bit, and they're like, well, I hope I'm good enough. What if I'm not being good enough a Christian? What if God's not going to accept me? Well, let me ask you, are you believing in yourself, or are you believing in Jesus? Who are you believing when you have that kind of a thought? My friend, if you say, I hope I'm being good enough a Christian, it's not Jesus. You see, from salvation and through salvation, we must have our faith in Jesus. If it's not for Jesus, folks, you're not making it to heaven, nor am I, because we would have to be absolutely sinless. And we are liars, the Bible says, if we say that we have no sin. There's nobody sinless. Nobody can make it to heaven but by the merit of Jesus. Christ is our righteousness. And God sees our faith in Christ, and he looks at faith and he counts it for righteousness. Read through Romans chapter 4, where God saw Abraham's faith and he counted it to him for righteousness. If you're not familiar with this concept of imputed righteousness, of like God says, sees that you believe and therefore calls you righteous, read Romans 4. Ponder it, meditate on it, and you should understand that concept, because there it explains it very well, Romans chapter 4. And so, and then here's the proof of it. God sees you as righteous because you have faith, and then he calls you righteous. And if you die, you are going to heaven, because Jesus' blood has washed your sins away. Your faith in him is counted for righteousness. However, what about a righteous life? Should we not? Well, guess what? If you believe in Jesus, he will come and live inside of you through his Holy Spirit. He will give you a new heart, and that will make you righteous. You will be righteous. A righteous life will flow out of it. So, yes, it's not just these people that say they believe. If their life didn't change, then they did believe. They are saved by faith. They are kept saved by faith. It's by faith from the moment of salvation to the end of your life. But the proof of that faith is a righteous life, is holiness in our practical everyday living. So I'm 100% preaching holiness. But what I am saying is that it's not faith plus holiness. It's faith. And the result of faith is holiness. If there is no faith, I'm sorry, if there is no holiness, then you have had no faith and you are deceiving yourself. You follow what I'm saying? Holiness is a proof that there really was faith. Well, God bless you all. And I hope this is clear. Feel free to call me with any questions. 931-445-5777. Again, 931-445-5777. God bless you.